had come to Algeria expecting there to be sort of kind of revolutionary egalitarianism. And I found a kind of racial hierarchy. For the first time, I was confronted with racism directed not against me as an African American, but against others. And I saw the same, especially in Marseille, when I had made the trip over fourth class from Algiers to Marseille. And I saw the way the Algerian travelers were treated by the French border police. It reminded me very much of the treatment of blacks in Mississippi by the Mississippi and Alabama state police. Large burly guys with leather, big leather boots and large guns and batons and aggressive, almost really frightening grimace on their faces, and showing a great deal of hostility and lack of respect. And I saw the same thing happening in France, the treatment of the Algerians. I saw the witness the same kind of disrespect and discrimination as I got further north of different groups. So by the time I got to Scandinavia and Stockholm, there was a discriminated group, and these were Finns, who were sort of like the Puerto Ricans of Scandinavia. And for me, as an American growing up in the United States, I couldn't tell the physical difference between Swedes and Finns. They were blonde-haired, blue-eyed people, all of them. But the Finns were systematically discriminated against, given the worst jobs, arrested and mistreated by the Swedish police. And I learned a little bit about the background of the Scandinavian groups, that Finland was a colony of Sweden for a long time. And so there was a kind of master-servant relationship between Finns and Swedes, which I saw replicated in every country I went to. And I started doing a lot of reading of history to try to get greater understanding of what was going on with this. Why was this seemed to be always the case? And that was really the seeds of my developing social dominance theory.